American Language Course, Book 14, Tape 2A. Hello. Open your book to the laboratory activities for Tape 2A. Look at Figure 1. Look at the picture. Then listen to the paragraphs. Wheat, corn, rice, cotton, and other crops grow on large pieces of land called farms. The people who operate farms are farmers. They live with their families in farmhouses and put the farm animals in barns. They keep extra food for the animals in the barns and in the silos. Farmers work hard all year to raise their crops. They prepare the fields, plant the crops, take care of the plants while they are growing, and then harvest and sell the crops. At the same time, they hope for good weather and good prices for their harvests. Now, repeat the underlined words. Wheat. Wheat. Crops. Crops. Farms. Farms. Farmers. Farmers. Barns. Barns. Silos. Silos. Raise. Raise. Plant. Plant. Take care of. Take care of. Plants. Plants. Harvest. Harvest. Harvests. Harvests. Look at the first paragraph and answer these questions. Number 1. Is a farm a large piece of land? Yes, it is. Repeat. A farm is a large piece of land. Number 2. Who operates a farm? A farmer. Repeat. A farmer operates a farm. Number 3. What kinds of crops can farmers grow? Wheat, corn, rice, cotton, and many kinds of vegetables and fruits. Repeat. Farmers can grow wheat, corn, rice, and cotton crops. Repeat. They can grow many kinds of vegetable and fruit crops. Number 4. What do farmers put in the barns? Animals, and extra food for the animals. Repeat. Farmers put animals and extra food for the animals in the barns. Number 5. Do farmers keep animal food in another place? Yes, they do. Repeat. Some farmers keep animal food in a silo. Now, look at the second paragraph and answer the questions. Number 1. Before a farmer raises a crop, he must prepare his fields. Then, what does he have to do? plant the crop. Repeat. He has to plant the crop. Number two. What does he do after he plants the crop? Takes care of the plants while they are growing. Repeat. The farmer takes care of the plants while they are growing. Number three. What does he do when the plants have grown to their full size? He harvests the crop. Repeat. He harvests the crop. Number four. After the harvest, what does the farmer do? He sells his harvest. Repeat. The farmer sells his harvest. Number five. What do farmers need for their crops? Good weather and good prices. Repeat. Farmers need good weather and good prices for their crops. Now look at figure 2. Listen to the paragraph and write the missing words. Wheat is a kind of grass that can grow almost anywhere in the world. Because bread is made from it, wheat gives millions of people their basic food. A wheat plant that's ripe is from 2 to 4 feet high and is the color of gold. There are many different kinds of wheat. Winter wheat and spring wheat are the two most important ones. Farmers who grow winter wheat plant it in the fall and harvest it the next summer. Those who raise spring wheat plant it in the early spring and cut it in late summer. The countries with the largest wheat harvests are the Soviet Union, China, and the United States. The biggest wheat crops in the U.S. grow on farms in Kansas, North Dakota, and Oklahoma. Listen to the paragraphs again and check the words. Wheat is a kind of grass that can grow almost anywhere in the world. Because bread is made from it, wheat gives millions of people their basic food. A wheat plant that's ripe is from 2 to 4 feet high and is the color of gold. There are many different kinds of wheat. Winter wheat and spring wheat are the two most important ones. Farmers who grow winter wheat plant it in the fall and harvest it the next summer. Those who raise spring wheat plant it in the early spring and cut it in late summer. The countries with the largest wheat harvests are the Soviet Union, China, and the United States. The biggest wheat crops in the U.S. grow on farms in Kansas, North Dakota, and Oklahoma. Look at figure 3 now. Look at the picture and listen to the paragraphs. Animals graze on large pieces of land called ranches. A person who operates a ranch is called a rancher. He gives the animals extra food when there isn't enough grass for them in the fields. When they are sick, he gives them medicine. A ranch is usually much bigger than a farm. Because of its large size, cowboys ride around in trucks or on horses when they check the animals and fences. They may even use small airplanes for traveling around the ranch. Many ranchers raise beef cattle. They take care of the bulls, cows, and calves, and sell the cows and calves after they have gained a lot of weight. Some ranchers raise horses for people who enjoy racing them or riding them in their free time. Other ranchers raise sheep for their wool and meat. Repeat the underlined words. Graze, graze, ranches, ranches, rancher, rancher, ranch, ranch, because of, around, around, horses, horses, cattle, cattle, bulls, bulls, cows, cows, calves, calves, sheep, sheep. Listen to the paragraphs as I read them again. Animals graze on large pieces of land called ranches. A person who operates a ranch is called a rancher. He gives the animals extra food when there isn't enough grass for them in the fields. When they are sick, he gives them medicine. A ranch is usually much bigger than a farm. Because of its large size, cowboys ride around it in trucks or on horses when they check the animals and fences. They may even use small airplanes for traveling around the ranch. Many ranchers raise beef cattle. They take care of the bulls, cows, and calves, and sell the cows and calves after they have gained a lot of weight. Some ranchers raise horses for people who enjoy racing them or riding them in their free time. Other ranchers raise sheep for their wool and meat. Now look at figure 4. Listen to a sentence. If it's true, circle T. Circle F if it's false. Number 1. Ranchers raise animals. Number 2. A ranch is the same size as a farm. Number 3. Most ranches are too large to walk around. Number 4. Ranchers use horses and trucks in their work. Number 5. When they graze, animals are eating grass. Number 6. All animals graze when they eat. Number 7. Cows, calves, and bulls are cattle. Number 8. Young cattle are called cows. Number 9. Beef and milk come from cows. Number 10. Ranchers raise sheep for meat and cotton. Listen to the statements again. Number one, ranchers raise animals. Number two, a ranch is the same size as a farm. Number three, most ranches are too large to walk around. Number four, ranchers use horses and trucks in their work. Number five, when they graze, animals are eating grass. Number six, all animals graze when they eat. Number seven, cows, calves, and bulls are cattle. Number eight, young cattle are called cows. Number nine, beef and milk come from cows. Number 10, ranchers raise sheep for meat and cotton. Now, check your answers. Number 1 is true. Repeat. Ranchers raise animals. Number 2 is false. A ranch and a farm are not usually the same size. A ranch is larger. Repeat. A ranch is usually larger than a farm. Number 3 is true. Repeat. Most ranches are too large to walk around. Number 4 is true. Repeat. Ranchers use trucks and horses in their work. Some ranchers also use small airplanes because of the size of their ranches. Repeat. Some ranchers use small airplanes because of the size of their ranches. Number 5 is true. Repeat. When they graze, animals are eating grass. Number 6 is false. Some animals eat meat, not grass, so not all animals need to graze. Repeat. Not all animals graze. Number 7 is true. Repeat. Cows, calves, and bulls are cattle. Number 8 is false. Young cattle aren't called cows. They're called calves. Repeat. Young cattle are called calves. Number 9 is true. Repeat. Beef and milk come from cows. Number 10 is false. Ranchers raise sheep for meat and wool. Cotton comes from a plant, not an animal. Repeat. Ranchers raise sheep for meat and wool. Look at figure 5. Listen to a dialogue. Then listen to a question and circle the correct answer. Number 1.
I'm going to visit my Uncle John and Aunt Emily. Would you like to come with me?
Sure. Where do they live?
On a farm not too far from here.
Where are the girls going? Number 2.
Look at all the cattle over there.
That's Mr. Stillman's place. It's one of the biggest in the state.
I don't see any crops.
There aren't any. He just raises cattle.
What is Mr. Stillman? Number 3.
I enjoy watching the little ones.
Me too. How old do you think they are?
Only a few days, I guess. They're all lying next to their mothers.
Which cattle do the girls enjoy watching? Number 4.
Those animals are beautiful.
Yes, they look so soft and white.
I know. I think of sweaters and blankets when I see them.
What kind of animal are the girls talking about? Number 5.
We're near my uncle's house now. That's his field.
What's he raising? It looks like tall grass.
It may look like grass now, but it'll look like bread later.
What has Uncle John planted in his field? Number 6.
Here we are. This is Uncle John's gate.
I like his big red house.
That's not his house. He keeps his animals in there.
Which building are they describing? Number 7.
There's Uncle John. Oh, he's riding Black Diamond.
That's the most beautiful animal I've ever seen. Does your uncle use him for racing?
No, he's just like a pet.
Who or what is Black Diamond? Number 8. Welcome to the farm, girls. What would you like to see here?
I'd like to see the harvest, please.
I can't show you that until July, but you can see everything else on the farm now. What will happen on the farm in July? Now listen and check your answers. Number 1 is B. They're going to the country because that's where the farm is. Number 2 is B. Mr. Stillman raises only cattle, so he's a rancher. Number 3 is A. The girls like to watch the young cattle. Those are the calves. Number 4 is A. The white, woolly animals are sheep. Number 5 is A. The crop that looks like tall grass is wheat. Number 6 is B. The big red building that Uncle John keeps animals in is his barn. Number 7 is B. Uncle John is riding his horse. The horse is called Black Diamond. Number 8 is A. When Uncle John harvests his wheat, he will cut it. This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 14.